Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache glasses and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
here
right
for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right. I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. It's easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
And listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
And there it is, people. You are correct. It's Wednesday afternoon, solo mission, Donnie Wrightside, right here on Moneyline Sirius XM channel 159. Phone lines open all show, as you know, 844-843-6879. Major League Baseball is where we're looking today. Four games currently underway right now. The Rays, 4-1 over the Orioles. The Blue Jays, 5-0 over the Marlins. The Rockies, 2-0 here over the Reds. And the Cubs, down 1-0 to the Pirates. All of these games relatively early. But here's what I'm watching today. And if anybody who watches the early line, just about every single day, we put out a same-game parlay. Been struggling a little bit on my same-game parlays lately here. But here's what I got cooking today. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous right now. I have the Blue Jays on the money line. As I just told you, they're up 5-0 over the Marlins. Gausman's on the mound. He's dealing, as I thought he would. Sandy Alcantara was a little bit lacking in strikeouts over the past couple weeks. And today I took him under 5.5 strikeouts. Now he's getting blasted right now. Five runs, 9 hits, top of the 4th inning, 1 out. But he's got 4 strikeouts. So you hear that deep breath right there, right? Because usually you equate to getting rocked early, you might get pulled. That's what I'm hoping for here. And if I look at the box score, which is going to let me know how many pitches Alcantara has thrown, he's not really in danger. He's got 58 pitches, which is still time to hang in there for another inning or two to see if he can turn it around or they can keep it close. But at the same time, I'm like, can I possibly get pulled here? Whit Merrifield's up at the plate now. Can somebody hit a home run to make it 8-0 and then he gets pulled out of the game? I'm telling you right now, this will be a tough one to swallow. Where if Alcantara gets hammered, the Blue Jays win, but he somehow gets to like 6 strikeouts, that's really going to hurt. I'm not going to lie. So at this point now, it's like, are we actually hoping for runs or just for players to get quickly out? Ground balls, fly balls, make the game a little bit longer. Seventh inning gets out of there, doesn't have it. Because, again, let's just say Merrifield is at the plate right now. 1 of 2, has already got an RBI in the game. Hits a 3-run home run to make it 8. Well, there's still 2 outs left. So theoretically, he can go 8-0 down through 4 innings and get 6 Ks. Which is not what we're hoping for. And it looks like we may have just got a ground ball double play, which is probably exactly what I would rather have in that instance here. And I think that's what happened. Because now we're headed to the bottom of the 4th inning, which I'm okay with that. Alcantara, 60 pitches through four innings. He's probably not going to get pulled. Oh, this is going to be a sweat. So I just wanted to keep you guys involved in what I'm sweating out right now. I need a same-game parlay win. It's plus 167 price also. One side looks like it's in the bag here with the Blue Jays money line. We just got to get our guy Alcantara out of the lineup. He's gave up nine hits in four innings, man. Come on, pull the guy. There's no need for this to keep him out here any longer, right? None. And also, you know what's fun about today, too, is we do have Major League games in action. One more game is going to start up at 1:10. Royals-Tigers. Not really in love with that game either way. So I doubt I'm going to have any action. And as I put out a tweet earlier, at RightsideVP on Twitter, I'm not really in love with the early slate here for MLB to go for RBI props. We'll take a look a little bit later because I think there might be a few areas we might be able to get involved with. But again, not in love with the card overall today. But having live baseball could be sweet here. Now, the Rays are up 4-1 over the Orioles. We know the Rays have a very good bullpen here. So I don't know how much I'm going to be involved with that game, per se. Blue Jays Marlins already invested here. Don't really know how long I'm going to be invested in, updated to be invested later in that game. I don't think so. But the one that's interesting right now, it's the Rockies and the Reds. Now, the Rockies were supposed to have a different pitcher on the mound today that got sent back to AAA, and they got injuries on their staff. So it's basically a bullpen game. Bird started the game, pitched two innings of shutout baseball. He actually had very good numbers. So I know when I sent out, like, hey, I'm not really liking RBIs too much. Yesterday, I did cash in on a couple Reds RBI. It was nice. Had a great game there. Had some fun. 2-0 in that game. But you still need to see who the pitchers are going to be, or at least estimate who the pitchers will be. Typically, when you have an opener, you know who the opener is, you know who the long reliever is. That's going to take you about five or six innings, right? Typically, at that point. And then you get to the bullpen, which usually, again, is a crapshoot the way it is. But now that we have Bird in the game, and he's not a long guy, they're down 2-0. When he exits that game, could this be a time that we can jump on the Reds? Do we wait on the Reds? Do we see what can happen with the Reds today? Because if I'm looking right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook and taking a look at a live total for the Reds, we're at a 4 at minus 118 price. So still a 5. We'd have to cash in that ticket. How long do we wait? But I got a feeling in Cincinnati today, we might be taking a step to the plate once this guy Bird is out of here. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Make sure you keep it right here. Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we got runs across Major League Baseball. How about that this afternoon? I said I didn't like any RBI props too much. Looks like we're getting some RBI. 5 total runs scored in the Baltimore Orioles-Tampa Bay Rays game in the fourth inning. Actually, the top of the fourth inning. It's 4-1 Rays. We now have a 5-2 game, Blue Jays and Marlins, as they played at 2 runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Man on second, nobody out. We'll see if they played any more runs there to get a little bit closer. The Rockies have 2 runs. The Reds have none. That's heading into the bottom of the third inning. Kaufman is now in the game for the Rockies. I'm going to do some research on him in just a second, live on the air. Cubs 3, Pirates 1, getting to Rich Hill there in the top of the third inning, and just getting underway the Royals and the Tigers. Now, as we see Kaufman in the game, let's take a look to see if we have any stats, because I want to say that Kaufman is not a very good pitcher from the last time checking in. Let's just see what we got here, okay? Is that Carl Kaufman here? Yes, it is. All right. Carl Kaufman, 2023 AAA stats, 11 games started, 52 innings pitched. Horrendous. Major League, and when I say horrendous, he's got a 7.35 ERA, a AAA, a 6X FIP, and a 6X FIP, and a 6.03 FIP. Major League Baseball, 12 and two-thirds innings pitched, 11 ERA. XFIP 6.44. My goodness. Now let's see what happens here. Because I don't know if I want to get involved just yet. And I know when I do this to myself, it typically hurts me. But if we can go through the third inning with the Reds not scoring any runs, that number should be below 4. 3.5s, maybe 3 with heavy juice. Which is classic, because why? The Rockies have 2 runs. So that would be big, because that would mean, again, if the Reds want to win, 2-2, get you to extras, three runs, you get the picture here at that point. Bottom of the third inning now, there is one out, so I'm hoping Kauffman has a clean inning, and we might just get involved in the Cincinnati Reds in just a little bit here, folks, for some live Major League Baseball betting action. But as you know, I do have my eye on that Blue Jays game, and as I stated, I have the Blue Jays money line paired up with under 5.5 strikeouts for Sandy Alcantara. Wouldn't that be something, right? Now, Contra leaves the game. They come back and win like 6-5. I mean, come on now. It wouldn't be able to get any worse than that. But that's sort of been my luck so far with some of these same-game parlays. Neither here hitting, that's not hitting, you know, blown late. It all started in the NHL Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, late in that series where, you know, Vegas to win the game and Marchessault to score a goal, and they score like 9 times. It doesn't get one. And the one that I did have Marchessault score and also a money line parlay on Vegas, they blow that lead late, which is the only game in the series that the Florida Panthers had actually won. So, 2 on, by the way, in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1 out here, going against Gausman. Stallings is up at the plate, not a very good pitcher here. But let's wait and see what this Rockies-Reds game has to offer us, because I think that's the game we're probably looking for at this point. Let me just hit this quickly, too, because, you know, just checking out the timeline and worldly stuff. Talked about it yesterday, the vessel going down to see the Titanic. They lost connection with it about an hour and 45 minutes into the dive. And I, as watching through, like, as social media catches on, a lot of questions get asked. Like, what are we actually doing here? The way to find this submarine or vessel is we're flying with, listen, like sonar to see if somebody's banging around in the bottom of the ocean. Like, we didn't have something on this submarine or whatever. I call it a submarine. It's not really a submarine. A submersible. We didn't have, like, a button that said, hey, I'm in trouble, and sends out a distress. Now, I understand. You're not in a dinghy on top of the water. It's like, hey, you know, we could pick up all these sound waves and airwaves out here and, you know, whatever comes through. You're a few miles under the sea. It's a little bit tougher to do. But wouldn't you think, if people are paying an estimated $250,000 per person to go down in this thing to view, that we would have had enough money to have an SOS signal that would work just in case anything went wrong? But having said that, if you're hitting the SOS button, there's probably something that really went wrong. Miles under the sea, with probably no chance for anybody to come rescue you anyway. But my goodness, what a tale these people would be able to tell if they were lost on the bottom of the sea, 3 miles down in the middle of the Atlantic. Goodness. So hopefully it does go well here. But they've had a lot of experts on talking about it, saying basically, hey, look, man, it really isn't looking good. And I don't think we needed any, you know, idea that it actually wasn't looking good at this point, right? You're 3 miles down in a makeshift submarine. But my goodness, it's just an incredible story. We'll see how it, I don't want to say ends, because what's the chances that they even find this thing? Forget about finding the people in the thing alive as well. Who knows? And how long did they just abandon the search by saying, well, we're 900 square miles, we've searched for this thing, we can't find it. Is it just going to come floating up to the surface? Probably not. But just some interesting doings here at one of those crazy sites there in the mid-Atlantic where the Titanic went down. We'll see what happens in that one. Getting back to Major League Baseball, 5-2 here. Toronto Blue Jays, Miami Marlins, bottom of the fourth inning, 2 on now, 2 out. So I'm rooting for the Blue Jays to get out of this. One of the things that I do like here is this has been an extended inning for the Miami Marlins. So maybe Alcantara, and again, I'm just wishful thinking here. Hey, coach! Arms tightening up, man. Just don't have it today. All right, cool. We'll go to the bullpen, see what we can do for you. Like, can I get one of those? That's really what I'm hoping for here. And by the way, the Cincinnati Reds did not score in the bottom of the third inning. We go to the FanDuel Sportsbook, and we check to see the Cincinnati Reds line is 3.5 at a -120. Which means 4 runs will win this. We know the bullpen's bad. We get that. Bad pitcher in the game now. They'll probably be able to do that. But having said that, I do get greedy at times. because I really want the three. And I'm not saying that they can even hold down the Reds, talking about, can hold the Rockies to two runs, which would mean if the Reds get two runs, at least you get the extra innings with a chance to push. But three runs would be something that you really would have to get into, because that Rockies team, not a good pitching staff overall, and that Reds machine here going for win number 11 today, if they can get that done. Let me check the live game props here. 3.5 minus 120 at DraftKings. 3.5 minus 115 just opened to. 3.5 minus 115 also here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So let's see. Do we have anybody on? Nobody's on there. End of the fourth inning now, Blue Jays Marlins. And if we're looking at, let's get some live lines in that game. It's got to be still a monster favorite. And Toronto is a monster favorite at a minus 1,200 as they head into the fourth inning. 2-0 Rockies there still. That's the game I'm also going to be, you know, mainly partaking in. But that's an interesting one on the Jays Marlins. I'm rooting through as we go because I really want to knock down this same game parlay. I do. All right, let's get away from baseball for just a few moments here. Tomorrow night, NBA action. Sports Grid's the place you need to be. Why? The NBA draft is going to take place. Live shows from the Ocean Resort and Casino in Atlantic City, which Kevin and I also will be live on Friday morning from the Ocean's Resort in Atlantic City, doing the early line. But there has been some massive, massive movement for the number two overall pick. Brandon Miller has moved into the spot that Scoot Henderson previously held roughly about, 24 hours ago? Brandon Miller now is a minus 650 price. Now, I saw that because I'm not really paying attention overall to what the betting markets are, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not really a handicapper per se on any draft. Like the NBA, the NFL draft, I like the first round, and that's just about it. This draft, we know Wembanyama is going number one, but the interest started to begin with who is actually going to go number two, and that's Brandon Miller. But I got to tell this tale on the other side of this commercial break. Who is making the decisions here, by the way? Who is making the decisions for Charlotte? I mean, come on now. Who is making the decisions, people? We're going to find that out. Sonny Wrightside right here on the grid, and I'm coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here, hour number one of Moneyline. You want to get involved? You want to have some fun with me? Come on in. 844-843-6879. Sonny Wrightside solo mission here. Kevin will be back tomorrow in an action-packed day, which is draft day. Just to give the people an update right now. Two runners on, two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Blue Jays Marlins. Alcantara keeps pitching here. He's given up 10 hits and 5 runs. We're not even through the fifth inning. But he does have 4 Ks here. Look, maybe one more signal, because I don't know what I want here right now. I don't even know what I want. Espinal's at the plate. Just, if he can get another run home, I think he'll be out of the game. But the worst case scenario would be a strikeout right here. That would be the worst case scenario. The best case would be maybe another base hit, which gets it to 6 and they can pull him. I shouldn't be sweating this out. For a guy that's going to make it through about 5 innings and give up 10 hits and 5 earned runs, he probably shouldn't even be in the game. But his pitch count is still relatively low. In the 70s right now, I just need Espinal to do something. He's one of two in this game already, so at least he has a read on Alcantara. I just don't want to see him get to 2 strikes here, and I know I'm going to be cheering this thing on because I just need Alcantara knocked out of the game. By the way, also, the Rockies have taken a 3-0 lead here over the Cincinnati Reds. Coming up now in the bottom of the fourth inning, we're just talking about that 3.5 price tag. Not a great pitcher on the mound here. There really isn't. There's not a great pitcher here. But now you're looking at 3 to get to 4 for extras. I understand that, but I might wait another inning and get really, really greedy in this game. So we'll see what happens in that one to keep you updated. Top of the second inning, Royals and the Tigers. They are still tied at 0. Rays still having a commanding lead over the Orioles in the top of the fourth inning. That is 4-1. And the Cubs hold that 3-1 lead here over the Pirates into the bottom of the fourth inning. Looking at Alcantara here, let's see, it's a 2-2 count, which I didn't want to see it get to. But again, he's given up 10 hits, 5 earned runs, and has a walk, because that's going to get really hairy. I would love the fact if Espinal can get on base, can just fly out, can ground out to the pitcher, I don't care, to the catcher, I don't care. Just would like to see how Contra getting to that next inning if he pitches through it again, needing 2 strikeouts to break me, not just 1 strikeout here. So we'll see if we can fight through this right now. Come on now, Espinal. Fight through it. Okay. Well, we watch that play out here, which Major League Baseball, again, is going to be a major focus today. We'll take a look also at some of the games a little bit later in the day. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound tonight, out for the Battle of Los Angeles, a pitcher's duel last night, which probably thought it might have been. And I thought there was a legitimate chance that the Angels might be able to pull that upset. Great pitching out of both starting pitchers, but the Dodgers were able to take them down 2-0 here. All right. Brandon Miller now, as we said, FanDuel Sportsbook, -650 price to be the #2 overall pick now. Yesterday, Woj, game on ESPN, tweeted it out. Looks like they are going to select Brandon Miller with the #2 overall pick. But that's not even what I really even wanted to technically get into. Whether or not you take Brandon Miller or Scoot Henderson, you know, okay. Some people like Scoot. You can't even say a little bit younger. They're both probably the same age. One just didn't go to college. One went to college, right, for Alabama. But listen to this. This is from the NBA BuzzFeed, whatever. You ready for this? Comes out about an hour, hour and a half ago. Charlotte Hornets general manager Mitch Kupchak says new ownership has been in town and will be in the draft room on draft night. But Michael Jordan will have the final say. Jordan will also oversee free agency until the sale of the Hornets is officially complete. Phew, take that in, people. Take that one in. A guy that's cashing out of the franchise, who has ran that franchise absolutely miserably, is going to be in that draft room. And when it's all said and done, and they go, hey, who do you think we should take? And everybody says Scoot Henderson. He says Brandon Miller, they take Brandon Miller. I'm not even saying Brandon Miller is not going to be a great NBA basketball player. The talent is there. But if the new ownership group is like, hey, by the way, brought one of my scouts in here with me that I'm going to hire, and he loves Scoot. And Mitch Kupchak goes, hey, Mike, I tend to agree with that. I think Scoot's the pick. Yeah, but I know what I'm doing here. Mr. Kwame Brown, #1 overall, Michael Jordan. What a horrendous owner and GM Michael Jordan is. But nobody is going to be able to stand up and say to him in the draft room, like, hey, Mike, you're on your way out, man. Just let the new guys pick. If they pick a bust, who cares? But your lasting effort is going to be, I'm going to make this draft pick. It should work out because it's between two really good players and #2 overall, to be frank. But then you're going to oversee free agency. What are you going to go outside, Ben Gordon? Come on, Mike. Just step away. Relax. Smoke some cigars. Play some golf. Not that big of a deal here. It really isn't. But I just find that funny that Michael Jordan is going to make the final decisions here. And we'll see where those numbers wind up. But it looks like the latest move usually is the correct move. Scoot Henderson being the favorite here all along at #2. Now it's going to be Brandon Miller. We are at the middle of the 5th inning now. Let me scroll down and see what we got. Let me scroll down here. What do we got? Yes. All right. Way to go. Way to go, Espinal. Must have fought it off because still only 4 strikeouts here for Sandy Alcantara. 5 innings, 80 pitches. So he hasn't pitched all that well. He gave up 10 hits and 5 earned runs. Is this where you look at him and say, okay, you just didn't have it today. Let's hand it off to the bullpen to see what we can do. Or do you let Sandy Alcantara go for another inning out here, which probably will be his last, right? Let's assume he throws at least 15 pitches. He'll be in the 10 pitches gets him into the 90s, but let's assume 15. Man, if he strikes out 2 players, if he comes back out for the 6th inning and does that, I'm going to lose my mind. Because you do have Heinemann, who's already struck out 1 time in this game. Kiermaier hasn't. So maybe we have enough gumph to get through this. Perfect. If it's 5-2 in the 6th inning and there's no Sandy Alcantara on the mound, we're feeling good. because half of that leg is home. Then we just have to cheer on the Toronto Blue Jays at this point. Now, let's focus on the other game that we had our eye on. Rockies and the Reds. End of the fourth inning now. Rockies 3, Reds 0. Reds only with 2 hits. What do we do with this? Let's check it out. Let's go to FanDuel, see what they got posted here. Because I feel like I might want to get in on a wager on this game. I do. It's probably the best one, maybe the most valuable we might have. And there it is. It's a 3. Now, how do we play this out? How are we playing this out, people? It's a 3 at minus 102. Now, chances are if they go 3-3, they go to extras. Let's just say the Rockies score. There's a really good chance that the Reds are going to score as well, right? Because they have a guy on second. Where's the value? Now it's plus 100. Are we waiting for 2.5? And does 2.5 actually make sense? Theoretically, right? Does 2.5 make sense? It really doesn't. Because if the game ends 3-2, you'll lose that bet. 2.5 is probably going to be juiced, right? If you get to extra innings, that means the Reds scored at least 3 runs, so you have a push in your hand. Like, I don't go in the 1.5 in the 7th. It's a 3 at minus 104. Let me just check it around a couple outlets here. We'll just use draft. I'm not going to go to like 15 books. We'll just go back and forth. Oh, look at this. It's not bettable right now. But, oh, there it is. It just went to 2.5 at 110. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and have some fun here. Log it in right now. DraftKings, because, as you know, guys, you know, sports books, when you're trying to bet live and do stuff live on the air, they can't have you in that book for more than 3 minutes before they log you out 16 different times. But I'm going to go ahead and bet over 2.5 at a minus 110 price, if it ever lets me in here. All right, so we're halfway home. Money is there. Come on, let's make it official. Let's make it official. Come on now. Accept it. Let's go. Circling. Boom. We're in. Okay. There we go. We got some action this afternoon. Over 2.5 runs scored for the Cincinnati Reds at a minus 110 price. So we'll cheer that on, root that in, see if we can cash that in. But that's value there. You're taking a look at a total that was probably hovering. I didn't even see it at game time. Assume it was probably 5.5 because it was still 5 around the second inning. So now we had it down to 2.5. And also, just to get to extras, it's going to take them to score 3 runs. We got the 5th inning, 6th inning, 7th inning, 8th inning, and 9th inning. We had 5 innings to get 3 runs in this game, and we're not paying a lot of juice in order to get that. So I'm comfortable with that situation. Let's cheer that on and certainly see what we can do. All right, so we're involved there. Everything's rocking and rolling at that spot. Watching some other games live here. MLB Network game today is the Tampa Bay game. 4-1 for them still. Blue Jays, Marlins, 5-2. Looks like that's the bottom of the 5th inning. I want to say it said a double play popped up. I'm not sure that actually happened. Rockies, as we said, again, 3-0. The Cubs, 3-1 over the Pirates. The Royals have struck first against the Tigers. They have the lead now 2-0. Also, 2 o'clock range coming up soon here on the East Coast. The Diamondbacks and the Brewers and the Mets and the Astros are going to face off. Now, we have the official lineups. They are out. In the next segment, let's dip into those two games and see if we can find some value here, maybe from a hitter prop, maybe from an RBI prop, a strikeout perspective. It's Gallen and Tehran and McGill and Javier. Not great because Zach Gallen I love as a pitcher, so I'm not going to take any Brewers today at all. He's filthy. I think he's able to have a chance to dominate the Brewers. But Tehran, something's got to give, doesn't it? An ERA under 2? This guy should be getting shelled. Is he getting shelled today? Pretty good lineup for the Diamondbacks out there. We'll go through their 1-9 next to see if we can find some value and win some money. It's Moneyline. It's Wednesday afternoon. This is Major League Baseball. What else are you going to do with your time? Keep the dial right here. SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Network.
Right back at it here, Sports Grid Network, middle of the afternoon. Let's do it. And yes, Sandy Alcantara is still in the baseball game right now. Yes, This is me cheering through this one. He still only has four strikeouts. He does have one out, a 3-1 count here. Looks like to Heinemann, who's K'd already. Brother, just ground out, man. There we go. Looks like he got on base, I want to say. How about that? Take him out of the game, Alcantara. He doesn't have it. He actually walked here, which is usually a good sign. It means the pitcher's had it at this point. Perfect time to go out and get him, JP. I'm telling you right now, perfect time to go out and get this guy. But he's still pitching to George Springer right now, 86 pitches. This is going to be his last inning. And I'm telling you right now, don't do this to me. Springer, if you want to ground into a double play, by all means, do it here. Don't get greedy at the plate. Take these pitches here, and we're going to sweat this bad boy out. Because all we need right now is one more out, not by strikeout. Oh, I think we got a double play, JP. Look, he comes out for another inning. I'm going to be flipping over here at this point. So Alcantara gets through that inning, due up Sanchez, Cooper, and Wendell here in the bottom of the sixth inning. See, here's the issue, though. He threw seven pitches in that inning. He threw seven pitches in the inning, which, again, I can't complain because he didn't get a strikeout. But I really wanted to see that in the 90s. So theoretically, he might be able to go into the seventh. Come on now. He could go into the seventh inning now because you say, hey, you know what? He's going to throw still under 100 pitches. He'll start this inning at under 90. We can squeeze a little bit more out of him. That's legitimately possible at this point, which I'm hoping not. Again, we're rooting this one in. But also, as you guys know, live on the air, we did take the Cincinnati Reds to go over 2.5 runs. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. They got a runner on first base and no outs and a full count. Could we get two runners on here and start getting after it? Because I think we might have a little bit of value. By the way, also, the Royals and the Tigers, they're now tied at 2-2. So if any score changes come up, we'll certainly make the adjustment here. But the one thing we are rooting for first is Sandy Alcantara. Hit the showers, kid. Hit the showers, kid. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's on Moneyline. It's right here on the grid. It's Donnie Wrightside, and it's Jordan from Phoenix calling in. What's up, Jordan? Talk to me today, brother.
What's going on, Donnie? You already know the drill. I'm riding that Shake Shack parlay with you.
Let's go.
Sweating, so let's go, man. And I don't really have much going on for the night games, but I was kind of looking at want to kind of share. I know Boston's been rolling. I think Minnesota might snap their win streak tonight, so I'm kind of leaning there. And then with the NBA draft coming up, we all know who's going number one. Is there any player that excites you, Donnie? That you look forward to seeing coming out?
You know what's funny about it? It's a great question you bring up, because typically you'd say to yourself, like Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller. There's a guy that actually might not get drafted, Jordan, that I'm looking forward to see if he does or if he's a long shot. Marquise Noel, Kansas State guard, who was awesome during the NCAA tournament. That's actually where I have my eye on to see if somebody takes a swing on him in the second round somewhere. So it's not even one of those guys that might get drafted. I'm actually looking more towards that side just to see if we have any involvement late in that draft there, Jordan. Anybody you're interested in the draft?
I was just getting your opinion. Like I said, before, I'm still kind of new to college basketball. Obviously, love NCAA, but with all the players, I'm still so tonight I'll take a little look at it. Everything that's going on. Scoot Henderson, I hear this guy's supposed to be some star. Between me and you, Donnie, I'm new to it, so I'm just hearing about him. I'm going to do a little research on him, and then we'll go from there. But you know the drill, man. That show on Sports Grid, I'll get you guys a ring tomorrow. Have a good day.
Awesome. See you later, Jordan. There's Jordan checking in there. By the way, yes, we got you covered on the Sports Grid Network, because as much as I like to joke around with a lot of things, I do quite enjoy, you know, what we do on the networks here. And I know Kevin's very passionate about the draft and all that good stuff. And we got, as I said, tomorrow night, live from the Ocean Resorts, 4-hour show. Draft coverage, you got it. Tomorrow morning, we are locked and loaded on the early line with guests galore and a lot of information that you could, possibly make some money with at that point here, right? Two runners on, by the way. Nobody out for the Cincinnati Reds. We're waiting to hopefully start to cash in on some runs here. But let's keep with the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. It's Roderick from Long Beach, Texas. Am I reading that correctly? What's up, Roderick?
Hey, what's going on with you? I just want to let you know I listen to y'all every day while I'm at work.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you for that.
And I'm sweating right now, live betting. I got a 3.5 runs with the Cincinnati Reds.
Let's go, man. Come on.
I need the Reds to come on and pick those bets up since Colorado put in a bum pitcher.
We got bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the fifth inning for the Reds right now. So let's sweat this out and let's take care of it right now. Grand Slam will take care of that right now.
Yeah, we need a Grand Slam.
Yep, that's what we need.
Grand Slam will do it.
Mm-hmm. What else you looking for?
I put a 3-pick in earlier.
Ah, what do you got? What was it?
I'm always on baseball. Let's go, baby. Let's get that money.
There we go.
I took Baltimore +1.5, Kansas City +1.5, and Toronto on the money line.
Let's go, man. I'm feeling good about those. Just need a little bit of a comeback here for the Orioles, and we'll get after it. But there you go. Sitting there at work, listening in, sweating out bets. That's what we do, man. I'm excited for this. Nice little call there from Roderick there. Love that. You love to hear from the people out there because we're all the same. You got the app open on the phone. You listen to the radio. You're driving around in the truck. You're at your desk, your cubicle. We can always have fun. Making some money makes it even more fun at this point here. So we're hoping for big things. The Colorado Rockies did make a pitching change, but this is where you can get after it. The Reds, bases juiced, nobody out, bottom of the fifth inning. Boy, wouldn't that look good. Two base hits back-to-back here. We'll get that third run across the board. I'm sitting at that 2.5 at a -110. Roger calls in. He's got three. I think we're going to be fine either way, to be honest. Because you get that third run up there. Rockies don't score. You guarantee extras. I don't even think we're going to need extras at this point. I really don't. Bottom of the sixth inning now. Three outs. So Toronto is going to come to the plate in the top of the seventh inning. Now, if I see Sandy Alcantara come out for this next inning, yeah, we're going to be sweating all the way through that once again. And this is the tough thing, too, because when you're doing a solo show and you have bets out there that you're sweating, you have a lot of topics that you would like to get to, but the eye frame just keeps going back to the scores going like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. Still the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll see what's happening there in Toronto. Let's get back to the phone lines. They're hot. The people are calling in. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose on a Wednesday. Come on, Reds. Fight, Reds. Come on, Moose.
You bet. Come on, Reds. I got a ticket on them as well. We're not going to end our winning streak. They'll go over. I took them early today, giving up on the run line. So, come on, Colorado. You know, Colorado has some lousy pitching. They're gonna start smoking them. They're going to start smoking
Let's
them.
Go.
Smoke them like a brisket. That's what they're going to do.
I'm with you.
Have a great
I'm
day.
Absolutely with
Let's
that.
Do it. Let's get it on, Cincinnati.
I'm ready to go. There it is. Moose checking in. Hey, the vibes are flowing here. Maley's at the plate. And by the way, Sandy Alcantara did come out for the seventh inning here. Whit Merrifield's at the plate. So we are going to watch this. We shouldn't be sweating this one, people. We shouldn't be sweating this. Alcantara's giving up 10 hits and 5 earned runs. Now he has an 0-2 count on Whit Merrifield. If this guy gets the 6 Ks through the 7th inning after getting shelled, come on, Whit, just put the ball in play, brother. Oh! And he's not really a strikeout guy, Whit, either. Somebody just has to get on base. Something has to happen. By the way, Rockies and the Reds, it is a 1-2 count here. Oh, throw strikes. There we go. 5 strikeouts for Alcantara now. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? All we needed last inning was somebody to just do something. What's Alcantara got? 90 pitches now. Is that the time to come out and get him? Bullpen? Nice, could have pitched to Brandon Belt. And Brandon Belt, oh, come on. Just, I know, we're sweating this out. This is good stuff. I did want to get to those next two games, which I promise you we will get to. But I feel like we got to watch some of these things through. We got a 2-2 count here also, by the way, with the Rockies and the Reds. Maley's still at the plate here. put the ball in play. Caracciti is the pitcher now in. The Cubs, yeah, they're doing damage. 5-1 now over the Pittsburgh Pirates and Rich Hill. The Tigers, 3-2 lead, top of the third inning against the Royals. The Rays and the Orioles, bottom of the sixth inning, 2 on and nobody out for the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a 2-2 count here with Brandon Belt. I'm telling you right now, Belt already struck out. If I see that thing go red for 3 strikeouts, I mean, that is going to be ridiculous. Should have been done. The contra's bad. Come on now, Belt. Flip a ball in the left field. Ground out to the first baseman. Oh, my goodness, he struck him out. See that? Live on the air. I got to sweat this out, and I'm taking losses, and I'm not happy. Alcantara, who's been pathetic today, just got his 6th strikeout on back-to-back strikeouts to start the 7th inning. How did Alcantara even make it to the 7th inning? Unbelievable. But that's the way it's going to go down. So completely now, you are off of my radar. But good news, people. We just took a loss there on the Blue Jays and the Marlins, same game parlay, because Alcantara got his 6th strikeout today. But the Rockies and the Reds, the bottom of the 5th inning, 3-2 now. Men on 1st and 2nd, and nobody out with Friedel, the leadoff hitter, up. And look at this. Here's the way it's going to go. Here's the way it's going to go down, too. Sandy Alcantara is going to finish with 6 strikeouts as he threw 7 full innings here and 96 pitches. He was brutal in that game. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to win it going away, and I'm going to lose because they let Alcantara just sort of float away into that game. Oh, that is a painful one here. But let's pick that right back up here with the Rockies and the Reds. Let's get one more base hit here, cash in some tickets, and keep it moving along. This is what you get live when Major League Baseball is going. The ebbs and flows, the wins and the stupid losses that you're going to take out. But I just need those Reds to get one more just to limit the damage and I don't lose myself. Or then we got to go on here and have JP host hour number 2 because I just can't get it. There we go. Boom. 3-3. There it is. Look at that. Rockies, Reds. We get in at the end of the 4th inning, over 2.5. -110, just cashed in, 3-3, nobody out, runners on 1st and 3rd. So my guy Roderick sitting back there at work right now, he's ready to cash that ticket on the Reds. That's coming up next right now for him as we expect them to get that 4th run very quickly here. Good stuff out of the Reds, terrible stuff out of the plate appearances by the Blue Jays in that 6th inning when all you had to do was not strike out 2 times, and you did that. Frustration here. But we got one more quick segment before we hit hour number 2. And I promise you, we're going to hit that Major League Baseball card with the 2 games coming up right around 2:10 Eastern. I'm here. I'm angry and happy at the same time. It's Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, boy. Back at it here. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. The wins, the losses. You saw it all so far. Still rooting in here. The Reds cashed a ticket for me. But obviously when callers call in and let us know what they're on, yeah, we root for them too. Jonathan Indy is at the plate. Runners on 1st and 3rd, 1 out. 2-2 count here. Put the ball in play. You're probably going to get a run scored, which will cash that final team total there for Roderick down in Texas listening in. Let's see if he gets that here. Hopefully he can. By the way, sometimes I say to myself, I just like to be, you know, okay, I lost my bet, so then the team might as well lose the game. The Blue Jays now, it's a 5-3 game against the Marlins. 2 on, nobody out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Theoretically, like, Luis Urias is up. By the way, he's back over 400. He's 2-for-3 today, which is incredible. Let's just see if he gets his 3rd base hit of the day. But also, that would score another run probably here for the Marlins. And they just took out Kevin Gausman here. So Swanson's in the game. We'll see what happens in that one. So we'll keep you posted. But JP, this is the time where we like to find out where you're going today. Major League Baseball in the crosshairs once again tonight. What did you do yesterday, by the way?
I took the Phillies as a dog, and I'm telling you, I watched that game in the eighth when JT went for two and got thrown out. I was sick. I don't think he was out, but that's neither here nor there.
Ridiculous there. And if you were the first five innings, they looked smooth. Suarez had a great start. He had everything that you wanted. He just couldn't put that game away. So today, are we going towards Major League Baseball today with your action?
Yeah, I'm taking a team on the run line today.
Okay, so we're going to go run line. So now after, I'm sure it's probably not a 210 game, so we can throw those out. 405, 640, 7 o'clock. Let's just do this. Is it 8 o'clock hour or sooner? Which means two games later tonight.
Before 8 o'clock.
Okay. So we'll line that up. We're going to go run line tonight. Michaelis and the St. Louis Cardinals finally getting together. I think they'll knock around Williams a little bit. Seattle and New York. That's an interesting one there. Yesterday, the Yankees won 3-1 over Seattle. They're looking to return that favor. Are we just fading Oakland at this point? Where are we going tonight? Find out next. Why? Hour number two is on the way, and your phone calls next also. Johnny Wrightside, right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.